Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Your queen!
Queen dribbling left, runner for the win. Banked it in! He banked it in! Maryland is going to the Sweet 16!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Michigan turnaround moves on to Atlanta.
My Michigan Wolverines.
Woo. Today's guests, WWE superstar Seth Rollins, UCLA women's basketball head coach Corey Close, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Welcome to hour two of the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. We've got ourselves a fun hour two for sure. Seth Rollins in our green room, TJ Jefferson. I just had a nice chat with
him. That's what's up.
He has no idea what time zone he's in.
I believe it. My man's been all around the world.
That. Last we saw him, he was zooming in from the back seat of a car in Bologna.
I want to hear about this meal.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I want to know about the pasta. Was telling me, he was just telling me. It was one of those where I'm just chit-chatting with him, and I just said, stop. We'll talk about it. It sounded unbelievable.
He's been up for a minute today.
He has.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just did Good Morning Football, first of a three-day residency at NFL Network for him. So yeah, that's pretty good stuff. I'm just writing down on my bracket right now who made it. I got 12 of the 16 of the Sweet 16 right.
Oh, look at you. Good
yeah.
job.
Well, I mean, I just chose a lot of Big Ten, a lot of SEC, and it's worked out.
Yep.
I mean, the South, it's the Atlanta regional is basically it's a, you know, do they do that every year? Remember, they used to have Big Ten ACC. I don't know if they still do it. You know, at the beginning of the college basketball seasons just have sort of a challenge. It's a Big Ten SEC challenge. Michigan versus Auburn, Michigan State versus Ole Miss. And we'll find out if it'll be an all Big Ten and all SEC or a mix of a regional final. That'll be on Sunday. Friday night is the regional semifinal.
Yeah, I got 12 also.
Maryland, Florida in the West, out there in San Francisco. That's an SEC versus Big Ten matchup right there. They'll take on the winner of Texas Tech and Arkansas. Duke, Arizona, BYU, and Alabama almost was another SEC versus Big Ten, but BYU survived against Wisconsin. Wisconsin wound up being the first Big Ten team to lose. Big Ten started 10-0
yep.
in this tournament. And also, Chris, because I have friends who point this stuff out to me, Big Ten 10-0 against the spread as well, because that's what makes a champion.
Correct. Absolutely. And with that, Rich, shout out to the UConn Huskies. I know they went down over the weekend, but that makes it 14 straight NCAA tournament games they covered.
Dude, we got ourselves a Midwest bracket in Indianapolis and East bracket in Newark. Real quick, how great is, I know they're saying Danny Hurley's UConn teams, man. I mean, you knew they'd be a tough out.
Yep.
As an 8 seed. And they almost, they were ahead of, they were beating Florida the entire game.
They were.
Jeez. And, you know,
he could tone it down a little bit, but his team's playing really hard.
But that's him.
Well, there's not a lot of place for that in today's sports, but
like what?
Tone it down, bro.
You're telling him to tone it down.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about it from the kid's perspective. Like if I'm a 20-year-old kid right now, I don't need some old guy screaming at me all the time.
But maybe it's the tough love and they love him. Maybe that's it.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's interesting that you take that approach.
I'm a modern.
Are you really?
I'm a modern thinker when it comes to athletics.
When did that happen? I mean, such a hard ass. I don't understand that.
I have a son now, obviously, and being around some of these baseball parents, I don't want to be like that, and I don't want my kid being around coaches like that.
Well, you're just in T-ball right now. What do you mean? You're seeing parents go nuts during T-ball?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Coach pitch, but yeah.
Oh, it's coach pitch now.
We lied to move him up a year, but yes.
What does that mean, you lied?
He's playing with six-year-olds. He's only five.
Okay.
But yes, some of these parents are a little intense, and I don't think that's good for the kids.
I would agree with that. Parents are one thing. This is a coach.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a coach.
It's the same, though. You're a father figure to these kids.
I understand, but just because of his sideline demeanor doesn't mean we don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Mike, you've done a lot of these games, too. He's had a lot of, like, come on, man, moments. Like, pretty embarrassing, some of his behavior.
His huddles.
Like, tone it down.
He's right. Chris is right. And, I mean, I love him. I think he's a great coach, but his huddles are a little.
So then he won't get the players in this day and age.
And we'll see.
How come nobody's portaling out?
We don't know. Maybe they will.
I mean, a lot of them have portaled out to the NBA, and they're doing great.
And maybe that works for them, but I just don't think, like, you saw Nick Saban was like that. He's done. He's no longer coaching. Like, a lot of these guys, like Brian Kelly, what have they won recently? I mean, kids don't want to play for that anymore.
Now, Brian Kelly's a different story, though. If you were to talk about somebody whose sideline demeanor is of question, Brian Kelly didn't win back-to-back national championships.
I get it. But him
that nobody thought to even a collective were.
That's a lot of the same behavior. I just don't think that flies in today's sports. Hmm.
I'll be surprised. I had no idea that those Valley parents must be really bad to affect you this way.
I mean,
guys, they're sick.
You know, I was more of a welcoming, loving coach, you know, as Coach TJ last year. Yes. I didn't like to yell at the kids. They didn't like to be yelled at. He's got a point, but some kids.
Yeah, but he's talking parents, though.
I know. Well, he's saying parents don't want their kids to play for coaches that way. And I'm like, some kids do need it, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're right. A lot of kids don't like being yelled at. I had an 8-year-old tell me last year that the coach before us cursed at him, and he didn't like it. And I was like, wow, bro.
Well, that's an 8-year-old getting coached like that is different.
Yeah, I mean, it's insanity.
These are grown men with choices. Choices on where to go to start their careers. And now choices about to leave in the middle if this guy is so terrible.
But if he would have taken the Lakers job last year, how do you think that would have worked out?
Now, that's a different story. I don't know if that would work in the... Because you're dealing with grown-ass men who are making,
JJ's kind of a hard-ass, too, so...
I mean, I've never seen a sideline outburst like Hurley's had this year.
JJ Redick, I love watching him because he... But he also comes from the approach of having done it. Right. I mean, and that's why we're in a 21st century world where some of these coaches who are terrific at what they do and they're being successful are all from that world of playing. Deion at Colorado. Deion, I mean, like that proof. Just as another example. You're seeing more and more coaches who have done it before. You know, that used to be a completely crazy thing. You've never done it before. You're just a player. What do you know about coaching? You didn't beat the sticks. So you don't get the job. J.J. Redick coaching up LeBron, that can't be easy. And Bronny, which is why I'm throwing his name in the hat for Coach of the Year. But I understand he's not going to get it when you got Kenny Atkinson getting ready. Have they won 60 games yet in Cleveland? I didn't look at the...
Not yet. Oklahoma City has 59.
Yeah. And Daniel is terrific. Those teams are... I get it. But J.J. Redick, man. And I guess just to bring it full circle... Do you think Danny Hurley won a 2-and-out and he could have been the Lakers coach with Luka? But I don't believe, again, if he would have brought, he would have had to have changed the demeanor. You can't air out players at the professional
ranks. No, when you're in your mid-50s, you don't just change.
Oh, look at me. I'm kinder, gentler.
Well, I've seen you dance.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Chris.
You can't go there.
It's Kyler and Jetler.
We've got an overreaction Monday. It's time for us to hit it. Seth Rollins on the other side of it, too, in studio. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have?
Hey, guys.
Podcast off for the week. We're back on an actual segment on the Rich Eisen Show on a Monday.
Just a few old topics school. Here, boys, before we get to Seth. Did you see the big quarterback news over the weekend?
Jameis signed by the Giants.
Jameis Winston going to New York. I love the way he announced it to start spreading the news with the W capitalized because he's going to eat it. Well, guess what? Jameis Winston and Malik Nabers will be the most entertaining quarterback wide receiver duo in 2025. Malik might get 2,000 yards and 30 touchdowns.
I saw that.
I think Randy Moss should be on TD watch here. Randy's record might go down.
Okay. I don't know if
Jameis is going to have 65 touchdowns, 45 picks, and throw for 9,000 yards.
I just don't know if he's going to start all 17 games for the Giants. Well, I just don't know.
You're probably right about
that. I think the Giants are going to draft somebody and use that kid and then put that kid in the same quarterback room as Jameis and say to Jameis, you're now the OG, you coach him up.
I think he would take to that.
I think that's what's going to end up happening. And I think there will be times when Jameis is going to be the starter and there will be times where Malik Nabers goes off and there will be times that will work. And there will be other times when Jameis just sees a window and thinks it's there for him to throw it into, and it's in the hands of Trevon Diggs.
Yeah, I like that.
And, you know, Marshawn Lattimore going the other way. Cooper DeJean stepping in front. I mean, and that will cause Daboll to lose any remaining follicle he does have. And I don't know if he is the starter throughout the year. We need to see what the Giants are going to do. But what this does is give them a veteran who can wing it and open them up to whatever they want to do on draft night. And that, to me, is an indication that Rodgers isn't going to New York and the Giants know it. So they went and signed Winston to a 2-year deal. And that's what I took out of this, but I don't think he is going to be a 17-game starter for the Giants this year. And if he is, though, then he'll have an opportunity to, be a new Geno Smith, right? Baker, you know, first overall pick that has a chance to remake a career and in a way that nobody thought possible.
Look, you never know, right? But
I'll call it an overreaction for the moment and move on.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. All right, here's the deal. I read the comments, guys. I know we don't talk about this team a lot.
Why do you read the comments?
So we're going to talk about this team. I think about the division they're in, new quarterback. We got Chad Rader saying they're taking Ted McMillan. The Seahawks are going to win more games than the Vikings this year.
Oh. No.
Easier division. Vikings got to play that first place, second place schedule. Rookie quarterback in Minnesota.
Right. I think that they are, they'll have a better record than the Seahawks. I'll just go ahead and say that right now.
Chicago's getting better.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
North is tough.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Better run game in Seattle.
Yeah. Okay. I need to see it from Sam first. Obviously, I know I got a rookie quarterback in the other spot.
You didn't like this season you just saw from Sam?
I just need to see it again in Seattle without Justin Jefferson, Jackson Smith, and Jigba instead. We'll see what they do in the draft as well. But right now, I'll call this an overreaction. Yeah. I really like the Vikings. They got players everywhere, pal. And the best wide receiver in national football. The
Lions have players. Bears have players.
With Jamar Chase right there next to them.
Packers have players.
What else, Chris?
Here's the deal. Some things in life are just inevitable, right?
Okay.
Yeah, death, taxes, Del Tufo flip-flopping on teams. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, right? It's just a matter of when, right?
It may not happen
today or tomorrow or by the draft, but it will happen.
I believe so.
And when he does go to Pittsburgh, TJ, That's an MVP finalist. Rodgers on Steelers equals MVP finalist.
I think you're I think you're off.
DK Metcalf, George Pickens,
Mike Tomlin.
What if they get a running back in the draft? What if they get one of these Ohio State kids? We know what they got on defense.
Overreaction.
They got Mike Tomlin. They're going to make they're going to win a playoff game finally.
He'd have to look like Brady, and Brady didn't look like Brady last 2 years, man. And he had players, pal. I would put the Jets skilled players up against the Pittsburgh Steelers skilled players that Rodgers had. Rodgers had it at one point last year, Chris. He had Davante Adams and Garrett Wilson, and Alan Lazard, I believe, was healthy for at least a part of that, and Breece Hall. The Steelers didn't have that. They had a better line maybe to protect him. And now Rodgers, hopefully when he goes there, will have a better Achilles and less rust.
Fifth in MVP this year was Jared Goff. You're telling me Rodgers can't be better than Goff next year?
I know you use Goff as a derogatory adjective.
I don't. I'm just stating that he was fifth in the MVP voting list.
I'll move on and call that an overreaction as well, Chris.
Interesting. Rich, you love the LA Rams.
Well, I know whose house it is.
Whose house? You love Matt Stafford.
I do.
You also love his receivers. This is the best wide receiver duo that Matt Stafford has ever played with.
I agree. I don't think that's an overreaction at all, pal. And I know that sounds like cup slander, but get out of here. And I know we're talking about also Calvin Johnson. Come on now.
Yeah, Nate Burleson's sitting there like, come on.
I was talking about, again, the last time that Davante Adams did not have a full season on his team and lead his team in terms of receptions and yards was, I think, year two for him in Green Bay when Jordy Nelson had more. Or Randall Cobb. I had it written down somewhere.
I think it was Jordy.
This is Puka Nacua is the best wide receiver Davante Adams has ever played with. Oh. And with all due respect to Cooper Kupp, this is Davante Adams we're talking about. This is a Hall of Famer. And that's Matthew Stafford pulling the trigger. Yeah. Who is the other receiver with Calvin Johnson? I guess I should be looking that up.
Well, yeah,
but I didn't even see it coming. But
I'm saying Titus Young is sitting there like the disrespect is real.
Titus Young. Well, I mean, so let's just call what Calvin is the Devontae because we're talking about a gold jacket.
Yeah.
Okay. I guarantee you whatever name you're going to throw my way is not as good as Puka Nacua across from Calvin Johnson.
Nate Burleson was one that came to mind.
And it's with all due respect to Nate.
The year that he set the receiving record.
Golden Tate was out there.
Brandon Pettigrew.
Well, but I'll tell you what. I'm only throwing Adams out there as Calvin Johnson because Calvin's, in the Hall of Fame. And Devontae will occupy a space there as well one day. But in this equation, Puka Nacua may be the Calvin Johnson of it. I'm very high on this receiving duo, and I agree.
You're really adamant that Devontae's a Hall of Famer. That's interesting.
Okay.
Also, Golden Tate, no cap. He did have a couple really great years up
Golden
there.
Golden Tate was nice.
I know.
Yeah. All right, last one, and this is catches. Just because Del Tufo's here today. They're already 2-0. The Dodgers are going to set the wins record this year.
Which is what? What's the number?
I think it's 118 Mariners, right?
Is that the Mariners one?
Yeah.
Or, Mike, you're a Yankee fan. When they went 125 and 50, what was their regular season total that year?
114.
That was back when you were a Yankee fan.
114, I think, right?
116. 116 is the wins record.
There it is. 114, 116. That's close.
Oh, okay. Yeah, why not? I don't think that's an overreaction at all. Certainly with the wind at the beneath their wings of Mike Del Tufo's front-running bandwagon.
I'm not fully on board. My agent has not seen that.
All right, whatever.
Mike, you're a joke.
Good stuff.
Wow.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's bring out WWE superstar Seth Rollins. He's here. Let's do it.
Yeah, man.
Next on The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's with limited time savings on the supplies pros need. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on every $1,000 you spend on select major appliances. And don't miss your chance to activate and earn 3 times the points on select DeWalt and Klein tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/28. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see associate or Lowe's.com for more details on qualifying items.
All right, back here on the Roku Sports Channel. This man has been on this program before, but only always at Super Bowls. First time right here in the Rich Eisen Show studio, fresh off of the Good Morning Football set for the first of 3 days as a co-host there. Ladies and gentlemen, WWE superstar.
Thank you.
Sir, first question, never asked this of you before. Oh. Is that a lavender suit? Is that what we're
wearing? It is lavender.
Very nice.
Yeah, man. It's good. I feel bad. I kind of skimped on you. I had like a full shirt and tie, like
That's
lavender
fine.
Tie earlier.
You look highly presentable.
Right? Okay. I went a little casual for you.
Dude,
I was like, let's go casual.
We're casual
rich,
let me tell you something. Right. I could not pull off a white t-shirt like you're currently
really?
Pulling off.
Why not?
Because t-shirts on me, I look like I'm in a burlap sack.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not good for me. That's why I do the button down. I couldn't do that.
Fair enough. I like a t-shirt. It works for me.
But how was it?
I loved it.
Yeah?
I had a great time.
Good morning. First of 3 days.
Three days. Yeah, we're doing Tuesday, okay. Wednesday as well.
Okay.
I was just kind of like trying to follow everybody's lead and just sort of fit in.
Okay.
I thought the most difficult part of it is like Kyle and Peter are in New York.
Yeah, I know.
And we were all in the studio, the three of us. And I'm like, so you're kind of not one to step. You can't read those signals.
Yeah, I know.
Those conversation signals.
That is not easy to do. Certainly, since you probably don't, as I said in the green room, you probably do not know what time zone you're on right now.
No, my God.
Because we spoke to you Friday, right around
nighttime.
This time, or
yeah.
Was it night in Bologna, Italy?
I was in Bologna at the time. Yes.
And then you had Saturday, your day job or your night job.
Friday was the show. So I talked to you guys Thursday night.
Okay.
Friday we did the show.
Right.
Saturday I came home.
And then Sunday, would you just hang out? You at least caught up on stuff? Or
Sunday,
what?
You know, coming back is not that bad. East to west, not too bad.
Not
I slept on the plane.
Okay.
And so then when I landed in LA, I was like, that's dad. I was ready to dad and husband. I was good all day Saturday. Sunday, no problem. Last night, that's when the jet lag really started to kick in. Mm. Sleep was difficult. I had to wake up, you know, call time was 3:30 in the morning. So I was like,
this is unreal. Wow. But again, he's got a lavender suit.
Let's go.
On the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We'll introduce now to our radio audience that's rejoined us. Simulcast on the Roku channel live stream. Seth Rollins is here, fresh off of the Good Morning Football set, and Good Morning Football Overtime precedes this show on the Roku Sports Channel every single day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, today and then the next 2 days.
Yeah, you man, we're going to do it all. Okay. Then I'll be off on a jet to London for another SmackDown.
Damn.
Yeah.
Life's amazing, huh?
It's great, man.
Now, you were saying you were dadding it up. How many kids do you have?
We have one.
One, and how old?
She's 4 and a half.
What's her name?
Rue.
Rollins.
Rue Lopez.
Okay,
yeah.
Pardon me. Okay, good. All right, Rue Lopez.
Very Rue Lopez. Good. Rue Quinn Lopez. She's
okay.
Got the mom and the dad last name.
All right, yeah. So
four and a half.
Dominant, right?
Oh, obviously. My God. It's the best, dude. She's such a fun age. She has so much sass, so much personality. We were just, we had her manager over at the house, and she was just doing a full Moana 2, but with like a ribbon dance routine that she come up with on her own.
Okay.
I mean, just spectacular. You can't beat it.
It's okay.
Procrastinating, didn't want to go to school, just wanted to stay and hang out. It was the best.
I'm just wondering now, is it okay that she's doing, you know, the Rocks movies in your house? Is that fine?
Yeah.
We're good with this?
He was kind enough to invite us to Hawaii. Hawaii to watch the premiere of Moana 2.
Oh,
so we got to see it. Yeah, we got to see it on the lawn with the sunset in the background. It was she's too young to remember it, but it was a really an incredible experience for our family. He's been a great boss, I will say. In the ring, you know, we've had our ups and downs, but people say a lot of things about him. He's a really kind and generous man.
So this was like walk me through this. So they set up something on a beach or something?
Dude, yeah, it was, it was next to the Aulani Resort in Honolulu.
Sure.
Yeah, and it was right next to that at the hotel, and they had a lawn set up. They had a bunch. It was very kid-friendly. They had a bunch of little activities for kids, like building little flower bracelets. They had, like, roll-on tattoos for them, you know, like tribal tattoos.
Yes.
And then when the sun went down, they timed it perfectly, as they would, where, you know, they have, like, the haka dancers come out. They did a dance. You know, Dwayne gave a speech, and then the movie played on, like, basically a drive-in theater, a huge one outside the lawn. It was quite nice.
Disney's not messing around. I have not been to the Aulani, but the reason why I mention this is I'm wondering if it is in fact the same when you're talking about a lawn. You know, that used to be the hotel for the NFL Pro Bowl.
Oh.
Where all the players would be hanging out at this hotel for all the years that when I was at NFL Network from like 2003 to like 2013 or whatever. Disney took over that whole thing, created the Aulani out of it.
Oh.
So you might have been watching Moana 2, you know, or with your wife and kid, where, you know, like Brady once, you know, winged it to Marvin Harrison, you know what I mean? Like that actually could have happened.
I'm going to pretend that it happened. I'm just going to go with that story because I like that better. So that's great.
Yeah, man. That was right there. Those Pro Bowls. Those were unbelievable because they put NFL Network, they put us in the same hotel as the players.
Oh, that's great.
And we would be hanging out at the pool bar after these guys were, because they'd stay in a hotel and they would walk from the hotel about 50 feet to the practice field where you probably were.
Right,
that's
there.
The lawn.
Right, be right there.
Yeah,
the lawn.
That's where they would have the QB challenges and all of that stuff.
It's highly possible that's what that was. I mean, it was a huge lawn.
Because there's the
space.
Lagoon that's right there on the other side of it. It's right on the water.
Yeah,
right?
It's right there.
That's where NFL Network Total Access, we had our set right at the end of that practice field.
Beautiful, beautiful
and
setup.
And these players would just like chill out and then it would just be hanging out. And I'll never forget it.
Oh, that's a great time.
Like there's Belichick and Peyton Manning,
yeah.
You know, just chopping it up. And Sean Payton gave out Tony Romo's room number to the whole team. Then they just rang up a huge ass bill on Tony.
Fantastic.
I mean, I could fill on all these stories.
Oh,
man.
This is great. This is like a sports fan's dream.
For sure. Seth Rollins here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you enjoyed the Good Morning Football?
I loved it, man. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was my first experience doing anything like that. Obviously, I'm familiar with live TV. So like you put a microphone in front of me, I can talk about pretty much anything.
Right.
But getting to like riff on football with some of these guys who do it all the time.
Sure.
Like it was really nice.
So what were some of the things that you were asked to have a take on?
Again,
we talked about the Super Bowl. You want to dabble a little bit in sports talk and you know, broadcasting.
Yep. Did I make a prediction on your show about who would win that game?
You did say it would be the Eagles.
I did.
And you did say it would be somewhat decisive, if I recall.
That is correct. I did not think it was going to be that big of a blowout.
Like 34-0
it
at one point?
I mean, I've never seen the Chiefs handled like that, period.
Handled.
So not this team anyway. So yeah, right. I really enjoyed it. It was a great, they teed it up for me. They had some Bears talk.
Sure.
But yeah, I actually did some analysis on one of my own cage matches that I just recently had at the Garden with CM Punk.
Nice.
They teed it up for me pretty well. We did a little draft talk, talked about Shedeur Sanders a little bit, Jameis to the Giants and how that plays into the draft and stuff like that. So we had a little bit of fun with it, but yeah, it was an easy day for me. They did a great job kind of tailoring the program to Seth Rollins.
They're outstanding at Good Morning Football. That's why they won the Emmy a couple of years ago. So what do you think of the Bears' moves?
Oh, I love it.
You have to, right? But last year, that's the whole thing. Last year it was, Caleb was set up like few rookie quarterbacks were set up, you know, and now I'm wondering if it's a similar cheese we're taking.
So
here.
I think people who would have looked at the roster last year would have seen the holes in the line on both sides of the line and been like, there are some issues there. Now, the defensive line was decent when Andrew Billings was healthy. Mm-hmm. Once he went out, the D-line was, we struggled to stop the run all season, but that once Billings got hurt, it was very difficult. And the offensive line was porous from the start. And I think if you looked at the roster and anybody really analyzed it, because the receivers were sexy with Moore and Allen and then Odunze and Caleb, you're like, oh, this is in command. net. You're like, this is going to be great. But you looked at the line and it was porous and there was not a veteran presence there. And then, you know, people get hurt as they do in the offensive line. Everything gets shifted around. I think you could kind of see that coming. So the fact that they took the time to invest in those guard and center positions, I think that's going to be huge for Caleb. And like that veteran presence, you know, Joe Tooney in there,
yes.
Like that's going to be huge because he's going to be able to move protections around and take care of some things that, you know, Caleb's not able to do, and they didn't have anybody to do that for them last year. So I think it's going to be a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, and you have to assume that Adunze is going to take a big step forward at the wide receiver spot, you know.
You hope so.
And then there's that 10th overall pick in the draft.
I know.
What do you think? I mean, we were just talking about it before the, you know, we came on the air here as you sat down, that the draft is a big shrug emoji right now.
You know what I mean? You don't know.
So I don't know who would you want the Bears to get.
Well, before free agency, I would have guaranteed they were going to take an offensive lineman. Uh-huh. Guaranteed. Now I think you really kind of open the floodgates, and I think you go with what, you know, your best available. If somebody slides to 10, that, you know, if Genty slides to 10 somehow, do you take that?
Happens.
No, I can't either, but I'm just saying, do you, you know?
But yes, the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
If that kid's there at 10th overall, and by the way, one of the things I'm really looking forward to this draft is it's in Green Bay.
Oh, that's wild.
How often have we been to a draft and when the Bears are on the clock, it's full-throated booze, like you're back in back in Radio City Music Hall days, yeah. And the Patriots are on the clock.
Yeah.
And people start booing the Cowboys are on the clock because the Giants fans are in there.
Oh, it's going to be nasty.
It's going to be when the Bears go on the clock. It should be, let me make sure I'm right here. It should be, unless there's a trade, the first NFC North team on the clock that's not the Packers.
That
draft. So that's the Bears are on the clock. The crowd's going nuts.
I know. They're going to be booing the hell out
right?
of them. I mean, I don't know. I like looking at an edge rusher there. I think Michael Williams from Georgia looks mm-hmm. really good. I actually met him in a Lakers game randomly. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, you know, I was like, dude, come to Chicago. We need an edge rusher. And he's like, oh, man, I'd love to come play there. So who knows? That'd be great. But I think it opens the door. You can now look at skill players.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, wide receivers probably cover. But if there's somebody there that falls or that you really like, I think you take them because you've spent the money in free agency on the O-line.
Here's one that's interesting on that front, Seth Rollins. I mean, with all due respect to Cole Kmet, you could have probably any tight end you want.
Yes.
At 10th.
Yes.
You know, Tyler Warren, Colston Loveland should still be on the board at 10. And I'm wondering if you give that particular toy.
I mean, I don't hate having two great tight ends. I mean, they locked up Cole for
right.
a few years. I mean, grossly underutilized in the offense last season. I think we'll take a huge step forward this year as well with Keenan Allen being gone. And then, you know, obviously Ben Johnson calling the offense. But yeah, I mean, like you said, you could have your pick. So, I mean, you look at it and you say it's having two tight ends is great.
Yeah, Kmet in the London game that I called last year, because I know you're heading to London in just a few days for WWE. Kmet caught a touchdown and then was the emergency long snapper for the extra point.
Oh, yes, yes.
So he was literally, it was maybe his best game as a Chicago Bear.
That was, he won like a player of the week award for that or something.
He had two touchdowns in the game and then was the backup long snapper. I've never seen somebody catch a touchdown, then line up as the snapper emergency for the extra point for the touchdown he just put on the board.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've seen that either. Probably not in like 50 or 60 years, you know.
Exactly
but then that was the end for this season.
What do you think?
They played Jacksonville that game, right?
They played Jacksonville that game.
Won.
Then they went on a bye.
Yep.
Came off the bye, and then they lost the Hail Mary game in Washington.
It was over.
See you later.
That was it.
Because it was the way that everything happened at the end of that game, and, you know, Eberflus kind of said, you know, he didn't seem to hold Stevenson accountable for the pre-snap activity before that Hail Mary.
No, I mean, there wasn't a lot of I think that was a huge issue on the team.
You like the coach now?
Ben Johnson?
Yeah, you're psyched.
I'm excited about it. Yeah, I mean, I was excited to get somebody with an offensive mind in there. And look, the Bears never hire the guy that everybody's after. They never, you know, open the checkbook and do it. And they did it this year. And so I was excited just generally. I didn't know anything about him aside from, you know, great coordinator in Detroit, put together some great offenses. But then once I started listening to his interviews, I was like, oh, this guy, he wants to be a leader. He wants to lead a team. So I think that is much different than what I heard from Eberflus and some past Bears coaches. So I'm really excited that you've kind of got both of these things. I think Dennis Allen as a D coordinator is great as well. Veteran presence, a guy who has a little head coaching experience, but can now just focus entirely on the defense. So I think if they have a good synergy as a unit, I mean, you're looking at, I mean, I don't want to get crazy because the NFC North is quite good, but yes. I think you're looking at a much improved team.
Look at you, man. I mean, I thought you only, your analysis only consisted of three words. I love football.
Sometimes it's that simple. Sometimes it's that simple.
But you just gave me a full-on reasoned approach as to what you love about Ben Johnson.
I think about these things. I care about him, man.
That's more than just three words. I think about these things. So that's just my way of leading to this, since we talked about how you want to be a sort of a sports talker in a way.
Yeah.
Now, you said you were talking about calling games, right, in a booth or something
Maybe.
Like that?
Yeah, okay. I'd love to.
But the way it starts is something like Good Morning Football or this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I just want to throw this out here live on this program to you, Seth Rollins. Would you want to host in this chair for this show when I'm not sitting here? Would you
host your show?
Yes, be a guest host of this program.
For real?
For real.
Is this a real invite?
This is not
handy.
Wow.
Would you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to say it's 3 hours. It's, you know, I know you just did two.
Let's go.
Not at 3:30 in the morning.
No, that's true.
No. That's 9 o'clock.
You do have to deal with, these guys aren't in like little rectangle squares. They're literally here.
They're here in person.
So, yeah, I mean, and they're, you know, at times they'll chime in. And
great. I need it. I'll need all the help I can
get.
I don't know what I'm doing, man. I'm not rich.
Also,
yeah, I mean, manager's here.
This is legit.
I'm not you. I don't have decades of experience in this. I'll be winging it, man.
No, listen. You got us, though, baby.
It's not just your ability to talk and your talk on the fly. It's also your Rolodex. For instance, I can't get the invitation to Moana 2 and beach. You roll a little bit deep, Seth.
Okay, you know what I mean?
Like, so you dive into your Rolodex and you're like, I'm guest hosting the Rich Eisen Show.
Okay.
Would you like to zoom in or sit in the chair?
There we go.
You've got that going for you.
Yeah, I'll get Dwayne on speed dial and see if we can get him on.
I'm saying Dwayne, it's whoever you have, you've got in your Rolodex.
Okay, all right. I really appreciate that offer, man. I would love to take you up on that.
It's also, you know, we were chit-chatting behind the scenes as well. You know, I met my wife at work. She sometimes appears on this program. There's you can go in any direction you want.
I see where
Seth.
You're going with this.
I mean, that's your choice.
Yes.
But I'm just saying that you have. Am I saying I can pull off lavender and I also have a powerful wife from my workspace that I share with all of you? Like, I'm
the t-shirt's a no-go.
The hair I can't pull off.
Wow.
There's a lot of things of yours I can't pull off. But I'm just saying is you have a lot of your life that you could put out. Like on a show like Good Morning Football, you're just giving, you know, opinions and
then you're
done with that block, you're on to that. You just saw what it's like.
Yeah.
Okay. But here you can put it all out there if you want. Not, you pull back. You can just talk sports. You talk pop culture. You talk whatever you want to do in your business.
I like this. I like what you're doing here. You're making me feel comfortable already.
It's the truth.
I'm excited about this.
You're basically saying I
got carte blanche to do whatever I want.
If you guys
will have me, I would love to come and do that. That would be great.
It'd be awesome.
We
talked
about how you rocked Fear of Gods last year at WrestleMania. I want to talk your sneaker
there you
game.
Go. You can talk sneakers.
Everything.
Right on. We can do it. We can do whatever you want. We can talk about my wrestling gear all day long, man.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania this year, we'll have something new going on.
It's going to be crazy.
So
I can't wait to see what you pull off.
It's going to be good.
So just find a date. You know, I know your schedule. You're flying all over the world quite literally now.
These last 3 weeks are bonkers.
And there are times, you know, where I got to, you know, tap out myself, and I'd love to have you sit in this chair and see what you can do.
I will take you up on that offer.
It's a totally different endeavor than studio work, like on TV, like you did today.
Okay.
And it's different from, obviously, play-by-play or analysis that you'd want to do for that. But it's, you know, it's talking, which you're fantastic at, and having opinions, which you're fantastic at.
I got a couple of
being
those.
Interesting, you know, like the most interesting man in the world that you are. So you can do all of that stuff and from this chair.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
But it's a deal.
But this is not like a California thing where I throw it out there and then like, let's all hang out and then you never hear from me.
It's a Hollywood, not a Hollywood thing. It's not a real deal.
It's not. It's the real thing. Awesome. This is a real thing.
That's fantastic. Okay, I love that because I'm from Iowa. I don't deal with that crap.
No.
You tell me something, I expect it's going
to
happen.
That's it. That's awesome. It. You know, I went to the Big Ten, you know, I've never been to Davenport, but like where you're from, but I'm
salt Michigan, of the earth.
Michigan and University of Michigan and Northwestern.
Okay.
I mean,
same vibe.
Yeah,
cold as hell in the winter.
That's it.
Yeah, you get it.
I'm with you.
So, steals a man. Right. It really does.
So there we go.
And this I spent time in Cedar Rapids.
We made it. So. Cedar Rapids, man.
Yeah, a few times.
You got that Quaker oats smell then, right? You know all about
Cheerios,
that.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Do you got a question for Seth here? I know you always got something.
Yeah,
for
sure. So, Seth, and you can just, we'll pop you up in the monitor in front of you. That way you don't have to turn around. But,
okay.
So
there you are.
Now we know you, Roman Reigns, CM Punk,
yes.
WrestleMania. It's looking like the main
yes.
event, right? The story of CM Punk and the Shield goes back, what, 12, 13 years?
Yes, sir.
So it's pretty amazing to see this thing kind of come. I don't want to say full circle because full circle means it's over. I don't think it's over. But to see this thing come around all these years later, what's it going to mean and feel like for you to step in, you know, that ring at WrestleMania with Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and you, man?
I mean, you look at it, three of the biggest icons of the business in the last 15, 20 years. And I think there's a lot of animosity between the three characters that you mentioned. Real animosity, I know, between myself and Punk and Roman and Punk. I think a lot of professional respect between myself and Roman, but also a little bit of distrust there. We've got a lengthy history. And so I think what you're going to get is three very, very combustible elements. And, you know, triple threat matches don't have rules.
Right.
So there's no disqualifications and no count out. So we really have anything and everything at our disposal to take care of the other two. So I'm really excited for it. You don't really get the opportunity to do triple threat matches at WrestleMania very often. It's often a singles one-on-one contest. So there's a lot at play. And like you mentioned, a lot of history, and we got about a month to dig into all that stuff. So I think it'll come up, and I'll be very curious to see what kind of emotions it elicits from our audience who, you know, we're kind of three fan favorites. But the one thing I notice, as much as these crowds love me, you know, I was in Bologna, they're singing my song, I can barely get a word in edgewise. The minute I start talking about CM Punk or Roman Reigns, they're not too happy about that.
They turn on you a little bit, bro.
But that's the way it is when Punk starts talking about me or Roman starts talking about me or Punk. They love to put the finger in the air, but when you start running down the guys they like, then they don't know how to feel. So there's a lot of complex emotions going on between the three of us and between the audience. So I'm very interested to see how it plays out.
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, yes. Allegiant Stadium, 19th and 20th, Easter weekend.
I have an idea what I feel might go down. I'm not going to say.
Oh, you got predictions back there, huh?
Yeah,
you got
predictions. I've got a show later for that.
Oh, no contest.
Oh, okay.
I've got something that I kind of hope ends up happening in that match. That will, because you know, wrestling's all about setting stuff on fire, man. And this thing that pops into my head would set something on fire. I'll tell you after we go off the air.
I mean, that is my thing. Burn it down.
Exactly.
Right? I do set things on fire.
Well,
so.
and when you sit in the host chair for this program,
that's it.
There are some things that I say or anybody else says that we write down for a possible fantasy football team name.
Oh, what you got?
Combustible Elements. Sounds like
Seth Rollins, like, combustible.
Just combustible. He's the avatar.
Yeah.
I just think that's a great fantasy team, Combustible Elements, because
that's what this match is.
Well, I mean, a fantasy team can be really good and it's a combustible element, or bad. Mm. And there are tons of combustible elements on my roster.
Yeah.
I love that one stuck out at me.
Nice.
So check out Seth on NFL Network and also on the Roku channel for Good Morning Football and Good Morning Football Overtime on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then we'll come up with a date for you to be sitting here.
Yes. I would love to.
And then what's Saturday? You're going to London, correct?
Friday. Well, technically Wednesday for Friday. Yes.
So you're doing Good Morning Football and then you're taking a transatlantic flight.
That is correct. All in a day.
At Superstar Life.
Yes, sir. I will be awake at 3 a.m. to do Good Morning Football all the way till I get on that plane. And then I will get flat and be done until I land in London.
And then good night, Seth Rollins.
Yes. Good night. Good night. And then I think London, London SmackDown. I mean, I think Roman's going to be there. I think Punk's going to be there. So it'll be a big follow-up to Bologna where we punch each other in the face a lot. O2?
At the O2.
O2, yep.
Let's go.
Yep. What a spot that is. Wait.
Beautiful.
Holy crap. Beautiful.
One of my favorites.
Dude, you're living the life, man.
One time I flew into O2 on a helicopter.
Why wouldn't you?
That's right.
If you could, I would.
That's right. Flew in. Roman was with me. We flew into a helicopter. We wrestled in, what town was it? We had a live event, and then we had to fly to TV, two shows in the same night. And, we were on a helicopter, landed on the roof, walked right in.
Just like Deion Sanders.
Boom.
Back in the early 90s.
Yes.
Seth Rollins, everybody. WWE superstar. Woo! Seth Rollins. Check him out on Good
Thank
Morning
you guys for having
next
me.
Next couple of days. Always, bud. Here's Rich Ackerman with a sports update.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 mg/2 ml injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Your data is like gold to hackers. They're selling your passwords, bank details, and private messages. McAfee helps stop them. Secure VPN keeps your online activity private. AI-powered text scam detector spots phishing attempts instantly. And with award-winning antivirus, you get top-tier hacker protection. Plus, you'll get up to $2 million in identity theft coverage, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
Today on The Sports Judge.
We want to be Dodger fans.
Why do you want to be Dodger fans?
Real fans, real cases. And Rich Eisen settles all scores as The Sports Judge.
These are the plaintiffs, Amari and Kenya Tallarico. They say their father is forcing them to be fans of the New York Yankees. They'd rather cheer for their hometown Dodgers. They're accusing their papa of being a poopy head. This is the defendant, Ken Tallarico. He says it's his right as a parent to decide which teams his children root for. He's accused of being a janky Yankees fan.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Litigants are sworn in, sir.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, girls. Is it true that your father is trying to force you to be Yankee fans?
Yes.
Mr. Tallarico, why are you forcing your daughters to root for the Yankees?
Your Honor, force is a strong word, okay? I'm more like not giving them other options right now. As you can see, I'm a Yankee fan.
I can.
My father's a Yankee fan. My grandfather, rest his soul, was a Yankee fan. We're a Yankee family. It's worked out pretty well. 27 championships, great memories, Bucky Dent. And I feel I wouldn't be a good father if I didn't want to share this success with my little girls.
Girls, why do you want to be Dodger fans?
We were born in Los Angeles and we want to root for our home team.
Do you have proof that you were born here in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Where'd you get those?
Here you go, sir.
Thank you, Michael. This checks out to me.
We have these too.
What else you got? What is that?
These are great. These are cute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. You girls truly are Dodger fans.
I know. I hate to break up this love fest, Your Honor. I'm a big fan of your other show, The Rich Eisen Show. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I happen to notice that Susie, your wife, is from Boston, and your kids are Celtics fans, but they live in L.A., so it'd be a bit hypocritical if you decided for my girls here.
Mr. Tallarico, while I do appreciate you trying to kiss up to the court by mentioning The Rich Eisen Show, I am personally outraged that you bring in my family life to the sports judge chambers. If my kids wanted to root for a team so badly as your children want to root for the Dodgers, I would let them. Rather than pointing out my hypocrisy, I'd rather point out the fact that I'm a better father, that I actually let my children choose the teams that they root for, that they follow their passions. Girls, you win. Go Blue.
Yes!
Wait a minute, what? Hey, ouch! Ungrateful little rugrats. I bet your Nana got those for you, didn't they? Nana, yeah. Who's gonna pay for your college tuition someday, honey? Not, oh, great, wow.
All right, let's start with the defendant. Come on in here, sir, come on in here, sir. Are you happy with the verdict?
Am I happy? No, I'm not f***ing happy about it.
Whoa, with the language. You tried, they wanna root for a good team, not the evil empire.
I'm out of here.
All right, keep living in the past, sir, congratulations. And come on in, girls, you're the big winners today. Congratulations. What's your reaction to the verdict?
We love it.
Why do you love it so much?
Because the Dodgers are gonna win the World Series.
Yay, you've heard it here first, folks. Yay for my 12-1 futures bet.
Will this NFC East rivalry ruin their marriage? Next time on The Sports Judge.
Again, two of those special from back in the day.
Those are so good.
Foreshadowing your nonsense.
I know, right? Exactly. His daughters are great. I love them. I love their thinking.
Man, I'd kill for 12-1.
I'm happy with them. I don't mind them doing it. You are an outrage. I'd throw you out of my court. And you're the fans. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. It was fun with Seth Rollins. That was just dynamite for sure. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get deals so right it almost feels wrong. Now's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. And if you don't think you can get away with all that, think again. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. And speaking of great, right now in our green room, Seth Rollins is chit-chatting with Corey, Coach Close.
Right. We've had some great,
I want to make sure.
Yeah. We've had some great meetings back in the
special passing. Coach Close, WWE, coaching superstar.
Right.
Yeah. Close. And WWE superstar Rollins.
You know what one of my favorite meetings in the green room was, Chris? One year we had Stone Cold leaving and Ray Lewis coming in.
Right, for a post-tape.
that was pretty insane.
Well, one of the best was Von Miller and
Jim Gaffigan.
And
Von had this giant gold chain that he didn't wear during the interview, and then he put it on, and then we took a picture with Jim wearing it.
Jim wearing it.
Yeah.
Or did he have it in the green room and Jim came out in it?
Maybe that was it. I have a photo of it on my phone somewhere.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But Jim, but basically, Von didn't want to wear it for the interview, and then Jim had it in the back.
Chris, remember the one time we had Martellus Bennett and Scott Hamilton together? And it
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Yes. And we recreated twins.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The twins movie poster. That's right.
Scott leaning up against Martellus. I forgot about that. Martellus Bennett and Scott Hamilton.
Yeah.
Marty Saurus Rex. I think Scott Hamilton. Oh,
that's so
good. Scott Hamilton looked like a...
like Danny DeVito compared to Schwarzenegger.
That's what it was.
Wow.
Fantastic. Mike Mayock and Coach Corey Close of UCLA Basketball, Hour 3, right here. All right, let's just get to it, because I know you guys have had this video. Susie was... Susie and I took the kids, the whole family, to last night's Richmond Spiders, UCLA Bruins round of 32 in Pauley Pavilion.
Yep.
And, you know, my daughter Taylor is dancing during the timeout, and I got up.
Did your thing.
I did my thing. And I look over, you know, and Susie's recording, and I had no idea that it was for this.
That's not bad, Rich. This is not bad.
I'm just mimicking her.
Yeah.
What song was playing at this moment?
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with this, Rich.
I had no intention of this appearing on this
These
program.
These guys There's nothing wrong with this.
You dabbed, bro.
No, you're
she
fine.
She dabbed first.
You're allowed.
She's a child.
So I should not?
No. A 55-year-old white man should not be dabbing.
But what you if could dab with your daughter.
My daughter.
You are allowed to do that, Rich.
You have no kids.
I'm a kid. You're allowed to do that.
Thank you.
See?
No dabbing.
TJ, break the tie.
The tie is, that is your baby girl. That's your number one.
Yeah, see?
And you do it to make her happy because this is a moment she'll remember forever. I don't have kids either, so I'm speaking out of turn.
There's Thelma recording it from another angle, but she didn't send it to you.
But kids love us,
DJ. Yeah. Like a Coop. So Coop is definitely wanting no part of it.
We definitely need Thelma's version of this.
He's not even standing. He's sitting down.
Now, your dance choices were a little questionable, but that's not
hers.
Point.
That's what I'm saying. That's not, and I followed her.
Yeah, that's not the point. The point is that's you and your baby girl doing something. Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's totally allowed.
Don't let Brockman make you feel bad about that. What are we doing here?
And so, wait a minute. The person who really needs to be called out here.
Susie.
She recorded and then sent it to you?
Us. Me too. Me
and
the three of us.
Me and TJ. Yeah, me and TJ. I believe, hold on a second. I believe my
Chris's response was, did he just bleep and dab?
My response was that a effing dab? And then she wrote, who the hell knows?
And then my response was, see, girl dad.
By the way, and the fact that Susie would use her remaining battery power, because for what, I don't know what it is. Do I need to ask the coach about the terrible Wi-Fi situation in that building?
Oh,
God, yeah.
Poly Wi-Fi, no good.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that the connection and that the, you can't, I don't know, it's, you got all these bars, but nothing gets sent out. Mm.
That's because there's a lot of people.
So we got that.
She got it. She got it. She used that.
We got that.
You got
to send the video
to
us. Yeah.
Yeah. We're watching. I'm watching the game, and then all of a sudden, I got a message.
They've got like Coach Wooden's Wi-Fi in there, man.
It's like Susie and TJ. Oh, what's it? Oh my God.
We need to talk to Martin Jarmond about this.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to ask the coach. We'll ask the AD when he's here next. Coach Corey Close coming up next.